Phone Hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Rob Schneider to my Adam Sandler, Nick Capper. How are
Yo,
you, Nick?
It's Deuce Bigelow. What was the Europe
Gigolo?
One?
Yeah. It was just European Gigolo.
Yeah, European Gigolo. Man, what... I reckon that's what the sequel needed. They're like, you know what the problem with this movie is? It's in America. Let's ship this shit overseas. Let's get some landmarks in there. Let's get it going. Man.
He was the Jason Bourne of gigolos, right? And a huge gigolo fan, returning guest, Phone Hacks favorite, Melanie Bracewell.
Yes,
how are you, Mel?
Yes, you can do it. I'm in with the references.
I think I've told this story on the podcast before. I'd do the support for Rob Schneider once.
Wow.
And his entire gig, he got heckled with people yelling, "You can do it," every time he tried to start a joke. You could see his brain just exploding.
No.
It was fucking amazing.
What I'm fearful of is to do something that's like kind of like iconic or whatever, and that just becomes the thing that people shout at you in the street. Like,
well, you and I briefly talked about that, Melanie. Didn't we? Because I said I sent you a message going, "Hey, mate, do you want to be on the podcast?" I said, "Great, Jacinta Arden impression," and then you go,
"I love how you
yeah,
got both names wrong."
Yeah, whatever. I was like, I said Jazz at the start, and I was like, "No, it's not Jazinta."
I've been doing TikTok because I'm. Oh God, what else is there to do?
Yeah.
But you're in the demographic at least.
I'm 24. I feel like I'm in the demographic, and then I see like 16-year-olds are like the most popular creators in the U.S. It's a bit weird.
Those little shits.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Ruto always said, "Oh, great work with it," and then you said, "Oh, look." I hope this isn't like a thing that defines me and people know that I'm actually a comedian.
It's
and
honestly,
then now this what's her catchphrase?
Let's do this, I think. But
let's do this.
It really
That's
is.
Like you
that
can do it.
That was her catchphrase. that was like her campaign slogan. That was like her "Make America Great Again" slogan. But yeah, it's a real issue because I've tried to do some like I've uploaded some TikToks of just my stand up and stuff, and people being like, "Boo, bring back Jacinta." It's horrible.
So if once stand up goes back to normal, people will just be yelling, "Let's do this" at you every time you start a joke.
I hope so. I really do.
TikTok's just full of perverts because. One of my stand-up bits
went
okay.
Because you're on it. No, just kidding.
Yeah, because Capper joined. And he's watching all the 16-year-olds.
To be honest, like, you do get stuck in a hole sometimes. I'm not going to say what kind of...
Jesus, what do you mean by that?
I know.
No, but you're like, "Oh, that's a cool dance." And then you're like, "Oh, no, I'm just looking at a hot girl. I'm not looking at like a cool dance or anything like that."
You weren't impressed by her. Whoa, you were more.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh, this is cool." Oh no, I'm just perving. That's it, you know.
It's good you're admitting that though. After we just,
but I
pretty
love
much
that you were like making a claim saying TikTok's full of perverts, and your only example was yourself being a pervert. Exactly.
Oh no, I was going to say, let me finish. You guys. I put a video up of me annoying my girlfriend while she works at home, and all the comments were like, "Wow, she's great, bring her back." Like, and the stand up gets nothing. I was like, "You perverts, huh?
Why don't you
buy tickets to my show?"
I make the mistake of only realizing like quite late that the clip's going to be a minute long. And so I uploaded a stand-up clip and it cut off like the main punchline at the end. So I uploaded it and got quite a few views because there were a few other jokes, but like the main actual laugh was cut off. And people were commenting being like, "Oh, this is fine." And I'm like, "Oh, no."
Capper actually did that exact thing as a hack for me. He had me post a video of my stand-up and it was just a minute of setup and no punchline. and then like I had to tag all these people, and then my dad commented or shared the clip, and it said Mike on stage.
Oh,
and it was just
no.
like, it just sounds like I'm bombing, because it was just a minute of setup, no payoff whatsoever. And he put that banner on it, you know, comics put the banner of what the joke is about.
Oh no.
And it was like, comedian destroys Jetstar, and then it just fucking led to nothing. And everyone shared it around. Yeah, it sucked.
I sent it to all of Mike's friends / enemies, and it was great. There's a huge list of people. We're all mates, but we all want to take down Mike, and they absolutely loved it. Yeah, everyone shared it. It was good.
So
it was a good
share.
Was that the Alistair Tremblay Birchall episode? I don't know.
I think it was. Yeah. But Mel, last time you were on was around a year ago, I think.
Yeah, it would have been, because it would have been at Melbourne Comedy Festival, and RIP.
Yeah. RIP. We've all moved on to bigger and better things like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And your one was that you were going to move to Australia to pursue comedy.
Oh,
here,
man.
Because it's the dream.
Yeah, the status was basically like, I'm too good for New Zealand. I need to move on to bigger things. You guys are great, but honestly, like, my star power is, you know, exceeded.
My star shines brightly,
basically,
more brightly in Australia.
And it's so horrible, because I think recent, like, even up until like maybe a couple months ago, I went to the gym and there was this girl that kind of works on radio and stuff, and she was like, oh, like, aren't you in Melbourne? Like, didn't you move to Melbourne? And I'm like, no, really? It was up for like an hour, and then I edited it saying, this is a hack, it's not real. And I
That's
still get
thing.
People being like,
"Yeah,
don't you
move No one cares about the edit, you know? Like, people just see the first post, and they're just like, oh, that's legit, that's 100%.
Yeah.
Even the edit must just like go just straight through or straight over. They're like, oh, whatever the fuck, you know,
yeah.
That makes no sense.
I wonder if like Facebook has an algorithm to be like, okay, once you've edited it, we just push it down to the bottom of the feed. No one sees this anymore.
Yeah.
That works for us. That's perfect.
And as I said before, it's heroes like you, Melanie, that have kind of a profile that just ruin it for a little bit just to be on our shit podcast. Like,
that's the dream.
We get more listeners out of it. You get nothing out of it except for people going, didn't you move to Australia?
Like, I am a sucker for punishment.
All right.
Has this been good for your, you know, besides dressing up as the Prime Minister, has this been good for, or going on TikTok?
Has it been good for me? Like, what do you mean, mentally? Or?
Good for your creative abilities.
Oh, man, I don't know. I thought it would be. I thought I'd be like, I'll write a whole show in this isolation period. Because I've always had that excuse of like, well, I'd be really productive, but like, I don't really have any time. And now I've got all the time, and I'm not nearly as productive as I thought I'd be. I'm just literally posing as the Prime Minister. That's it.
Just do it. Is that her catchphrase? Just do. No, that's Nike.
Nike. Oh, they've got a lot of similarities.
I should say the premise of the show for any first-time listeners, we all swap phones, but that doesn't happen anymore because of social distancing. So we'll all hold our phones up to the screen at one point, and a spinning wheel will decide whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. I don't know about you, Mel, but since I've been in isolation, really the search history and the screenshots on camera roll are probably the most damaging for me.
Yeah, I think mine are the same. I actually, do you know what? I forgot about that part of the podcast. I was like, because I thought to myself, like I haven't done any culling or anything, but I'm thinking to myself, I don't think there's anything inappropriate on there. I'm pretty sure I'll be okay.
Well, the thing is, it's a safety net almost for our guests now, because you're not actually turning your phone over, so you have the ultimate, you know, discretion.
If you see me sort of
like
eyes in the corner of the screen, I'll be fine. It's all right. I don't think I've taken any notes.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's the thing. Well, like, I've lacked motivation really in the notes department in terms of coming up with new stand-up gear or kind of ideas, because there's nothing to work towards. You know, there's no gigs where you could try shit out at. So I don't know. Really, draft tweets, kind of, there's a lot in there of just like angry shit or just lame jokes that doesn't go out. So
have you guys been getting all your family members like asking you to do stand-up on like live stream and stuff?
No family members, because I think they all they know about my stand-up is like 1 minute setups and no punchlines, so they don't want to be they don't want to be privy to anything more than that. But I have gotten a lot of weird requests for like online streaming gigs. I've still yet to do one.
Yeah, me neither. I'm terrified of it. I'm like, it's usually the people that have asked me to do live streaming have never come to any of my gigs, and it's not due to like lack of convenience. They live in the same town that has never bothered to come, and now they're like, do a live stream. I'm like, you're not even going to come to that. Like,
yeah, I've been thinking about like, I did a couple of live stream ones just for a friend in Switzerland, and the first one was like, I felt kind of good about. Then I just did the last one. I was like, oh, there's no good. I'm up at 4:30 in the morning, just like. I think everyone had that rush at the start, like, wow, this could be the future of comedy, you know, and now people are like, this sucks. I just want to get out of isolation. Why am I watching this?
No one ever thought technology would be used so you could bomb in Switzerland at 4:30 a.m. in the morning.
You know? Totally.
A trans-dimensional bomb. How good is that?
Yeah, and I actually got an offer the other day. She said, can you do 10 minutes before my geology webinar. So she wanted me to get up and do 10 minutes of stand-up before she taught geology.
Yeah.
Which fucking
I got asked
terrible.
To do like a like for the startup or something. They like didn't have that much money, but they wanted me to do like 40 minutes of stand-up over Zoom while everyone was on mute. And I was like, that's such a long time. It's such a long time for everyone to be on mute, and they'll be like, but we'll smile a lot, like we'll laugh with our faces, and I'm like, oh god.
My mate did a corporate one over Zoom, and he was just getting to the punchline after about 2 or 3 minutes, and it was his last joke. It was just going to finish it off, but then someone just joined the Zoom real late and just said, hey, how's everybody going, like right on the punchline. Just ruined everything. And everyone's talking to him like, yeah, man, look, we're watching this comedian. It's going to be. So he just did like a Q&A afterwards, but no one knew who he was. So he's just like, why are you doing a Q&A with me? I live in a share house. Like, I'm broke as fuck.
Oh, man. Corporates are already bad enough. And then now adding this element to it is just a terrible idea, I think.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone did that thing where they do like a fake like Zoom background. But it's just their face so that they can leave. Because people do that during work meetings. If I found out someone did that during my stand-up set, I would die.
Fuck, that's pretty clever though. Yeah. You know, just like a freeze frame of them and then just walk away. Amazing.
Someone told me a great bit of goss. There was an online stand-up show and there was an act going too long, so the room runner just had to mute them.
Thanks so much for coming back on last week's episode. We had Scottish comedian Gareth Waugh. Do you know Gareth at all?
No,
great comic. And I'll see if I can share the screen and pull up the hack that he did.
Okay, great.
This was Gareth's hack. At the end of the episode, we do hacks for each other.
Oh wow, look at this.
Wow. No,
aren't you glad you're in New Zealand? You get to experience this. We would have just been in a sweaty studio again.
This is Gareth's hack. He posted this fucked photo of a microphone in front of it. It looks like a nightclub crowd. Like, it's all wrong. And then his caption was, God, I missed this view. I'll be back to bring joy to the masses once this is all over. The world needs jokes now more than ever. Stay safe. Peace. GW.
I love it because the microphone looks like a digitally rendered microphone in front of a photo of a crowd.
So basically, we thought this was great because Gareth never really posts anything this sincere and earnest.
Yeah.
And it's also painful because, I don't know about you, but I've seen a bunch of comics post about how much they miss stand-up, and to me it's so cringy.
Like there's so many people that miss a lot of things, like so many people have lost their jobs, some people miss their family members they've lost in the pandemic, but I'm sorry that you also miss your stage time.
Some people miss being alive. But then they're like, oh well, I miss, you know, being validated by strangers every night. And the worst thing was some of the responses here, you know, someone said absolutely, and then are you secretly DJ Marshmello? I don't know what the fuck that means.
But
appalling hobbyist. Yeah, Mike Clip.
Oh, man, yeah. That was great. And did he get any DMs or anything? Oh, I don't think so, did he? He just got some good comments.
Oh, no, he did. He got a DM from a comic, Mark Wilson, or no, this Mark Nelson dude. He DM'd him and said, "What the fuck is wrong with you? are you losing it in isolation and all this?"
That's amazing.
And, yeah, so he's probably the only one he explained to that he was on, you know, our dumb podcast.
That's good testament to him that there were people that had doubt, that they were like, this is so out of character. My fear is posting that and people being like, oh, classic Melanie pose.
That's it. Well, because people are losing their minds in various ways, being in quarantine or locked down in isolation. I don't know how many comics you've had to watch play the guitar at this point, but I'm pretty fucking sick of it at this point. So it could be. That's the thing. Anything you post, people could take as legit because everyone's socially distant, right? You're not like hanging out and just like, oh, this will be funny.
Totally. You know, my mom's gotten so into memes. I didn't realize my mom was into memes as much as she is, but like every day I get a new like Donald Trump related meme in my messages. Like she privately sends them to me.
I had a family argument because my mom's like the nicest person in the world. But she doesn't understand Facebook.
Right.
And she posted this thing, a baby's gender should be its gender when it's born. You don't choose it. And I was like, Mom, this is so out of character. Like if she met someone trans or something like that, she would just be the nicest person ever to them. Like,
yeah.
And I commented on it. I was like, don't post this crap, Mom. And then like her right-wing friends liked my comment. They were like, this is crap. Like, what? And then my sister rang me. What are you doing? You know, insulting mum in publicly. I'm like, she honestly does not know what this is about. Like,
yeah.
We didn't need to insult her.
Maybe she just didn't get it.
She doesn't get it.
Well, that takes us into the hack that I had to do. My dad has been posting a lot on Facebook, and one of his most recent post was he was saying brilliant observation by Trevor Noah on his show last night, blah, blah, blah. And then my sister-in-law commented about it. And then Capper had me comment on that post. Sure, he's funny, but check this out. An erotic actress with the same name as Rachel, my sister, and a link to superhot.com. So that was very fucking uncomfortable. And then within a minute, my brother commented in all caps, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
Because there is a voice named Rachel Goldstein.
Yeah. Capper did his homework. Not only is he watching 16-year-olds dance on TikTok, but he's also
Googling your sister's name and then porn. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, so we put this link.
I didn't Google porn, but I went back about 6 pages and it was there and I jumped out of bed. It was like I won the lottery. I was like, my girlfriend's like, what are you going crazy about? I'm like, there's a porn star with the same name as Mike. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Mike's sister.
Mike's sister, sorry.
No, the one that has the same name as Mike is just Mike. That's his side hustle.
Fuck, I'll do anything at this point. I don't give a shit. Yeah, whatever pays. I won't do your geology webinar, but I'll star in some kind of, you know, Jewish-themed porn.
Hey, why is your, Mike, why did you leave that cupboard door open behind you? I thought you would have had that closed. I thought you were full... you know, full clean freak. What's going on here? Are you losing it in ISO?
I'm losing it. I'm actually working in my partner's office. This is where she's been put while she's working from home. So that's all on her.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But it's not like you can see anything incriminating in there. Yeah. It's a bunch of towels and shit.
Yeah, they're like folded nicely. It's fine.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I was just like, why do you leave that open? It's kind of annoying me.
Yeah, but it's something that unless people watch this video, we'll have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I need something to clean myself up with after watching TikTok. Sorry.
God, but the jizz towel cupboard is so big. That's the biggest jizz towel cupboard I've ever
getting
seen.
Getting the towel out going, let's do this.
My dad eventually messaged me and he said, was this comment for the podcast? And I said, yeah, sorry. Ooh. Because he's been targeted before. And so he's kind of knows when weird shit happens, it might be us, you know, doing this stupid shit. He said, "Is this for the podcast?" I said, "Yeah, sorry." He said, "Glad to see you're still having fun."
That's so cute.
Glad so to see.
Yeah, oh, he's still as supportive as ever, you know. Meanwhile, his almost 40-year-old broke, you know, out of a job son is like posting porn links with my sister's name. So that's cool.
That's adorable.
Man, that's so nice to hear, but also it means the well is dry. I think parents are off the thing now. They both know.
We've gone to them too much. Yeah.
Anyway, that was a good finale, a good final one.
Right. So I'll hold up the phone. I'll spin the wheel for each of us to see what we're going through, and then try and hold up the phone to the screen so you guys can see what we land on.
Yeah.
And what we have to go through. There's the wheel spinning, and it is on. Draft tweets.
Ooh, who's that for?
Draft tweets.
So that's for me. So I start draft tweets. And like I said, there's going to be some dicey shit in here because, okay. I mean, my quality control hasn't been great as of late because I kind of stopped caring. But I think there's going to be some shit. I don't usually tweet anything angry or political, but there might be something in here. Are you able to read that at all? Ooh.
I'm going to have to full screen
you. I'll put on speaker view and see. Oh, yep. I can see it.
Oh, I can read it now? Oh, it's kind of a little bit blurry.
Yeah, I can read it. Yeah, just keep speaking so it comes up as the big one.
Right. Okay.
Does that clear it up? Video. I can't believe how arcane. You don't need to keep talking. You can just pin the video, Nick.
Oh, I pinned the video. All right. Oh, that's good. Wow.
So do you want me to hold it up
really
or just
are
pick,
a genius.
Or do you want me to just pick one?
Have a look. Show it up for one sec.
All right. There it is.
Okay, I just screenshotted it so I can see it so it doesn't go blurry. I've got a.
Oh yeah.
I've got a screenshot. I can read them.
All right. Okay. This isn't good. You took a screenshot of it. Please don't judge me on anything. There's going to be a lot of shit in there. So all just right. Choose. Mel, go ahead and choose anything out of the screenshot.
They're all so angry.
Are they? Fuck. Be gentle.
Okay. I'm going to read it in the way that I imagined you thinking it. Uh-huh. Just install the app, you dumb fucks. No one cares about your personal info other than to sell you shit. You're not important.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What? So I have some anger issues that I need to sort out during all this. But I feel like that's legit because everyone's like, oh, I'm not going to install this COVID safe app because the government can track me. And then the point has probably been made a million times by now that all your other apps are doing that anyways. And then a lot of people saying this is bullshit. They want our private information. And so that was just a rant that never went out. To tell people to install
the app. I've had many of those. Like, so angry, but by the time you finish the tweet, you're less angry than where you were when you started the tweet.
Yeah. Twitter is basically the version of, you know, when you write an angry email to someone, but then you don't send it and you come back to it the next day and you're like, yeah, I'm not in that frame of mind anymore.
Totally.
Have you guys done that with stand up? Have you guys written a real big bit when you're real angry and then go to get on stage like 3 days after or something and go, oh, I'm not angry about this anymore. Like,
I have no passion for this subject.
Yeah, I have no passion and it just doesn't come off. You're just like, yeah, well, my mum was annoying me and actually, no, we're actually good friends now. So, yeah, we just had a little
argument. She had some good points.
4 days ago. Yeah.
It'd be funny. Was that your angry bit where you were just going to get on stage and complain about your mom? That's actually pretty good.
It's groundbreaking as well.
Yeah.
My parents, they're so crazy. They're from a different generation.
So that one didn't go out because, again, I mean, I do have some friends that refuse to download the app.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, I didn't care enough to, you know, when you don't care enough to start the discussion in the first place and respond to replies. And I mean, you would get it more than anything. People who reply to your tweets are probably the most annoying or
ignorant. It's mostly annoying when it's like, the same person who replies to like all of them, and you're like, oh, like I feel like I wouldn't be so angry if it I wasn't just seeing your username all the time.
We get that. Mike and I get a few of the same reply comments on every fucking post, and we're like, meh, just chill out, all right. And also across all three like platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You're like, don't you?
Oh like, my God, they send you a LinkedIn request. Like,
they look up MySpace. They're like, yeah, I'm going to find every goddamn account.
Melly, I saw one. I was looking on Twitter this morning and I saw you reply to something. Someone was said you had herpes or something like that.
There's someone messaged me who has messaged, I think, every woman on Twitter this. Do you get periods or menopause? This guy, Peter Smith, who has tweeted this at so many people, including me and Greta Thunberg. I did not know. But also, how did you get herpes from that, Kappa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I was just.
Do you think that menopause and herpes are just the same thing, or different strains?
They are all disgusting. Okay, all disgusting, and I will not go near them.
They're all contagious as well.
I know. I don't know. It was something to do with that region. I don't know.
With that region,
now I've
holy
made it
shit!
Seem creepier. How did I make it seem creepier?
But so answer Peter the question Smith. For those people are curious. People have been saying this about you.
No, I saw it and I was like, what the fuck? You must get so many weird messages.
Oh, yeah. It's a... I'm not fast. I'm a bit more liberal with the block button now, so it's actually quite chill.
I suppose
chill.
It's all part of it, isn't it?
It's all part of it, isn't it? Yeah.
We should all be so lucky to get tweets from Peter Smith asking whether we get menopause or periods. Did he at Greta Thunberg? It's so funny to me.
Do you get periods or menopause? It's so confusing. I can't work out if he's saying, like, do you get one or the other, or do you get periods, or are you on menopause so you don't get periods? Like, it was a weird one. Anyway, I'm intrigued by some of these other drafts that I've got screenshotted here.
Okay, what else you got?
Without stand-up comedy, Twitter is now the only way to find out if someone is bi and depressed.
Okay. Oh, this screenshot thing is really fucking doing me in.
It's so funny because I've got now the screenshot is literally just you with a microphone holding the phone up. So it's like very much timestamped to like, this is your phone. Like,
fuck, this is it. This is my final.
You just need to hold up a newspaper so we know that it's dated to now.
I guess I didn't put that out because it seems kind of, I don't know, shitty or not anti-woke or anything, but there was a lot of stand-up there where people, instead of doing jokes, would kind of, at the start of their set, would announce they were bisexual and then talk about how depressed they were. And then I saw some tweets like that. There's no way of talking myself out of this fucking trap. But then I feel like, there was a style of stand-up comedy on bi and depressed. Is that not a genre?
This isn't anti-woke. How is this pro-woke?
I don't know if it's pro-woke either.
You're operating in that middle ground.
Would you not agree that there was a lot of stand-up that was the genre was bi and depressed?
I would say and or. So it would either be I'm bi or I'm depressed. Or the third one, I just had a breakup.
Yeah.
That would always start off each three, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Classic.
Yeah.
Okay, so, there's another angry one in here.
One more angry one.
But the angry one is also, you've already talked about this. Imagine posting, I miss comedy, fucking dicks. But I like that you didn't post it because you've just talked about it so openly.
Yeah, I know. I must have seen a post of someone saying, I miss comedy so much. And actually, Capper and I have a mutual friend who put up a picture of a comedy venue and said, once I walk back into this place, I'm going to cry for an hour and I miss everyone so much. And, you know, and I was like, God, this is so painful. And so then I think I probably drafted that, didn't put it up, but then made fun of it vicariously by making Gareth Waugh do the hack.
I think that's the fear, is that like someone going, oh, you're like subtweeting me, this is because I posted this thing, and for that to actually be true, like, because most of the time they're like, oh, everyone's tweeting about me, I'm really paranoid, at they're like, I'm the cringe person, but usually it's not true, but this case absolutely you inspired
absolutely
this.
True. So I found a way to subtweet, but through our podcast, like make fun of people. I'm a massive coward, basically. It's the most inadvertent way of giving shit to people. So that's, another angle. The angry ones stay in there. I try to do silly bullshit jokes and stuff. But if there's one more, otherwise we'll move on to Capper's,
Capper's
phone. We'll move on.
Oh, is it that bad?
Isn't that bad, isn't it? It's so big.
We'll move on.
Just come with it. There's like another one about the COVID safe app, and it's like, you've already talked about that.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. Spinning the wheel to see what we go through in Capper's piece of shit phone, the Oppo.
Got to check because, I'll see if what happens because I've been writing down notes in my pad. Pen and a pad, M&M style.
Oh my God. How old?
Trying to get this damn label off. You're pretty cool. Yeah.
Lose yourself. It's,
so if it lands on notes, you got to go get the pad.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right. Spinning the wheel.
Oh.
Look at that.
I love that sound.
And it is notes.
Oh, it is notes.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah.
I'll just be 1 minute.
All right. So see the notes on Capper's phone. I can imagine they'd be the same in the pad. It's usually like, what if a pig had two legs and a mustache? It's usually
I'm back.
Do we think we're going to be able to read your handwriting?
Probably not. I want to see Mel do the screenshot thing again.
Screenshot thing.
And then just have that information on Capper forever.
Okay. It might have the logins for Peter Smith here, but that's nothing to do with anything.
Doing some research.
Greta Thunberg got back to you yet, or?
Yeah. I don't know. What about?
Whoa.
Any stuff there?
Jesus, that is horrifying.
Okay, hold it really still so I can screenshot. Okay, there we go. I think I got it.
Can you read that?
Yeah.
I can tell you a few if you want, if you...
Well, if Mel, if she can read it, go for it.
Okay. This is intrigued. I think them being handwritten makes them seem way more insane.
Yeah, like, no, I'm gonna say this one just because I tweeted it. I was like, I did a tweet because it was just I've been trying to, I turned my phone off and then I try to write for like an hour and a half, 2 hours with no interruptions.
Yeah.
Because like yourself, Melanie, I was like, I'm never going to get any time to, I've always dreamt of isolation writing.
Absolutely.
But now I thought I would actually do it. But there was one that was like, why do we have big bowls and small bowls? Can't we just get a big bowl? Why do we have to get smaller bowls than that? And I just tweeted that and I was like, sarcastically, guys, I'm coming back into Stand Up With Fire. And then Dave O'Neill subtweeted it and said, this looks like a note from the uni bomber.
Oh, my God.
it's the bomber. He wasn't bombing
colleges.
I love
how you said subtweet instead of reply, because subtweet implies that he saw your tweet and just like snarkily tweeted that.
Yeah, exactly. He just... Capper's learning a lot today.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. I can kind of read this. My pull-ups are getting worse, but push-ups getting better. Push-ups are for amateurs? I don't know if it's amateurs or some other word.
Your pull-ups are getting worse, but your push-ups are getting better.
Are push-ups, for waters?
Push-ups are for office workers with depression. pull-ups are the blue-collar exercise. I don't know, because blue collar workers, a lot of them go to jail and shit. They're always doing pull ups, whereas push ups is for like, American Psycho. Sorry to bob my head as I'm. I don't need to do a push up action while I'm doing this. Whereas pull ups, I don't know if you guys are familiar with those. I'm doing the action now.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Do you reckon there's a little bit in that?
There, There's something in that, sure.
Is that a cool observation?
That is a cool observation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I get it. Are you saying they don't do push-ups in prison?
No, they just do pull-ups. You always see them doing pull-ups in the movies in prison.
You've seen Cape Fear where De Niro does pull-ups and you think that's every single prison scenario.
But I also think that it's interesting, this handwritten thing, because usually in your phone you just kind of write down like three words or a couple words to like describe it. But you've written like entire jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, there is some insane rantings here. If someone saw these, it would... Yeah, it would definitely...
Succulents are an interesting plant, full of water, but I guess that's most plants, really. Can't think of any plants that aren't mostly water, to be honest.
Shit. It is just like stream of consciousness, and he's just looking around the house. It's like I Spy.
In the Joker, where like he opens up his book, and it's like mental illness. It's something so cheesy. Yeah.
But it's so, you could totally see, there's probably the succulent behind him that we could see on screen right now. Yeah. And he was just looking around the house and he's like, succulents, whoa, full of water. Weezer's album. Blue album. Yeah. Why is it blue?
Why is it blue? The white album was already taken.
There you go.
No, I that's exactly what I do. I did, there were two rubber bands lying on the table, so I wrote about a page on rubber bands. Nobody keeps them in the, and that was in the first or the second drawer. No one keeps them in the third drawer.
Oh, right, of course.
You know, yeah, so that was kind of a hot riff. I don't know. How are you guys feeling about that one?
Man, it's all good. We're all going to suck at stand-up so bad when we go back.
I'm just kind of glad there's a bit of solidarity that we're all going to suck at the same time. Like, in the time where we should be at our prime, we've just been doing like 23 shows of an hour long each. We should be like killing it. We're all going to get on stage and be like, hey, what about succulents?
Speak for yourselves, idiots. I'm handwriting stuff.
You're in full jazz artist fucking makeup. Yeah.
Mad respect.
Yeah. All right. Should we do Mel's phone? Let's spin the wheel, see what we're going through.
I reckon that'll be the next t-shirt, the succulent riff.
It's pretty good. Most plants are full of water. That one is an ad for Save the Fish game.
Ooh.
Wow.
Draft tweets. We got draft tweets.
Draft tweets. Look, I may have reinstalled my Twitter recently, so I feel like I might not even...
You lost them all?
I've got any.
Maybe just notes then or whatever. Whatever you think will yield the most results. We're not slaves to the wheel.
Yeah. All right, we can do no. I don't have any draft tweets. I think it's because the app deletes them all when you restart it. But yeah, oh god, it's bad because they're like they're like TikTok ideas.
you got TikTok ideas.
That's so much more depressing than stand up ideas.
TikTok ideas.
So like, I don't know if you can even read them. Like.
No, I can't.
Saying sorry when people say sorry. Saying sorry when people say sorry too much.
That was going to be some TikTok idea where it would be, there's like this, oh, this is so depressing. There's like a trend.
There's a trend.
There's a trend where they play the song by Christina Perry, and it's the song goes, "I can do it, I can do it, I can do it," and then it goes, "But I'm only human." So the idea is that you're psyching yourself up to do something, but then you do the opposite. So the idea was that there was going to be some sort of conversation where I apologize. Someone says, "You don't need to say sorry all the time," and then I'd be like, "I can do it, I can do it, I can do it," and then me saying sorry for saying sorry. So that was the idea.
Pretty good, but that's the type of shit that probably goes great on TikTok.
That's
right?
The thing. I mean, it's like vaguely relatable, not that funny, but people go, "Oh, I do that."
Yeah,
but when you do that, you realize, Melanie, that you are giving away your piece of your soul.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a bit of you that dies inside.
I'm basically every TikTok is like a Horcrux. must be destroyed.
And you know some comic like Mike backstage one time is just going to pull that video up and just show it to you.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. No, but the thing is that that was only a note and it didn't get created. And okay. I'm proud of myself for that.
It's good.
Well, not yet. Not yet. But, you know. Well, should we get into the hex?
All right, let's
sure
go.
Thing.
All right. So I got to roll the dice, and then whatever it lands on, Capper will hopefully have something prepared for me to do, and then we'll eventually get around to you, Mel. We got something pre-prepared for you. And obviously, just shoot it down if you don't feel like doing it.
Correct.
But yeah, I think it'll be interesting, to say the least. All right, rolling the dice.
Yeah.
That is 6. DM a celeb on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Okay. I got right. a few here. Mike, I don't know if he's on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you are in contact with a great comic and great actor from Kath and Kim, Peter Rosethorne, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering if maybe you could send him this message. I don't know if you are keen. Hang on.
He is. He's on Instagram and we follow each other.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I was thinking, you know, Mike, you're always, you know, trying to get ahead. You're great at promoting yourself, so I thought I'd help you along a little bit as well.
Yeah. Neither of those things are true, but sure.
So to Peter Rosethorne, hey, mate, was watching Kath and Kim the other day. Great work. Do you still have any TV connections? Now that the gigs have dried up, I want to try and pitch this script I'm working on called Blackula. And then in brackets, a black man who is a vampire in Australia, lol.
God. First of all, it sucks already just was watching Kath and Kim the other day. Great work. It's so fucking weird.
I thought it was going to be the entire thing was going to be great work because if you've just discovered it.
This TV show that went off the air fucking 7-8 years ago or whatever it was.
And then give me a call on my number and we can have a chat. I have a role that might be interesting for you.
Oh my God.
Does he know about the podcast? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. Like, I have hung out with Pete a lot. We've done tons of gigs together. We were actually on a failed pilot in Perth together called Planet Perth, which was like a topical news show that fucking went nowhere and it sucked so bad.
Oh my God. Would it be funny if you go, have you heard anything about Planet Perth? I still haven't heard anything back. I just don't know if we're going ahead with this or not.
Holy shit. That puts such a fucking good wrinkle
good.
On it.
Oh,
so I could send your weird Blackula message and then at the end add the, have you heard anything about Planet Perth?
Yeah. P.S.
I'm still waiting on the email. I don't know if it went to my spam or something.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm still waiting to hear back. Planet Perth was the peak. Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. I'm just sending that message to you now. Sorry. It's just taking ages.
That's all right. So,
yeah, that is absolutely great. I think that's a good little bit of icing on the cake there. otherwise, a great hack. But I thought it was funny because when we were talking on the podcast about your favorite emoji is the black vampire.
Yeah.
For some reason, I laughed out loud for like 3 minutes while I was editing that video, which you can get on Patreon. If you pay $7.50, you can see Mike talk about the
wow. Now I want to look at the emojis.
Yeah. It's great. And there's about 2 or 3 variations.
Do you know
what? Which are good.
I actually don't have all the different race emojis on my phone because I've got an Android. It just like has all the just the yellow ones for me.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Android doesn't see race.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm on Android as well.
All right.
You know, okay.
So there it is. I'll hold it up to the screen to Peter Rosethorne, DM on Insta. I'll read it out once more. Hey, mate, was watching Kath and Kim the other day. Great work. Do you still have any TV connections? Now that the gigs have dried up, I want to try and pitch the script I'm working on called Blackula, in brackets, a black man who is a vampire in Australia, lol. Fuck. Give me a call, my number, we can have a chat. I have a role that might be interesting for you. Also, hear anything back on Planet Perth? God damn it.
Oh, man.
It's so confusing. He'll be so confused. It's so fucked. I think he'll respond. We follow each other on Instagram, so it shouldn't go
to
his...
Yeah, it'll come to his... It'll be a main notification.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll hear back from Pete on that one. Fuck. Capper, I'm going to roll the dice for you.
Oh.
That one is a 3. So that is, again, a Facebook comment on someone's status or a deep like on one of their photos or a comment on one of their photos.
I haven't done this one in a while. I'm kind of freaking out because I thought, oh, you probably would have banked a few up here.
Yeah, I got a new wrinkle for you on this one because we've done a few of these lately. Okay. I want you to go to your friend requests and accept the most recent friend request that's been just sitting there pending for however long.
Okay.
Yeah?
It's me.
It's Peter Smith.
I do.
You have a few.
I have one. Yeah.
All right. So accept that one. And then once you accept it, just go to their page.
Yes.
And say, here, I'll send it to you so you can just copy and paste. You're going to say, just post on their page or their latest post, whatever. You'll say, spring is the first kiss of summer and autumn is winter's foreboding caress.
Man, the reason why this is so funny, because I think it's some open mic guy I've never met before, or I might have met before.
That's the majority of friend requests, or just random comics you've never met.
And his name is Catman.
Oh,
Catman X. I don't know his real name or whatever. But he said, there's a couple of posts here. He goes, nothing beats a couple of beers and a good fire on a quiet Sunday evening.
Oh, that's kind of perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's good. Some people have written, that's my idea of heaven. Some bloke wrote blazing. So... Yeah, this
so just
be
put
great.
It on that one.
Yeah. Put it
so
on that one.
I've sent it to you. So just copy and paste that one in, and we'll see if this dude, the Catman, gets back
to
you.
Catman.
Yeah.
This open mic guy just adds me. Cool. Maybe I'll get a few gigs from Kappa. He's just weird poems.
All right. So Mel, we did a bit of a Photoshop work for your hack.
Oh wow!
Float it to you, and then you can decide whether to post it or not, or you can roll the dice and do whatever the dice lands on.
Shoot it all down. My curiosity is too strong to just be you've made a Photoshop photo. I actually don't want to see it.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready, Mel?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So, Capra, send that through.
Are you sending it to me on Facebook?
I'll put that, I'm sharing it now on my screen.
On your screen. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Married. Oh, wow.
So what it is, to anyone listening, it's got Melanie Bracewell up the top, and it says Married at First Sight New Zealand down the bottom, and it's like a promo shot. And I think it looks pretty legit. I think it looks good.
Pretty legit. It looks really legit.
So I guess the caption...
Sparkles.
Yeah, the sparkles and everything.
I had to download those sparkles. It took me a while to find a good PNG.
So I guess the caption to go along with that would just be huge news. And then just that Married at First Sight New Zealand, Melanie Bracewell.
That's pretty great. My only, I'll do it. I might get an email from like MediaWorks being like, what are you doing? But I'm sure. Because the good thing is that they've actually announced that they're not doing a season this year. So They'll be tricked by people, but I don't think I'll get in trouble by MediaWorks for like ruining their show.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think anyone who is across Married at First Sight New Zealand news would see right through it, know it's bullshit. But for anyone that's just buys into it, I think it's Cameron did a great job.
I think enough people would believe it. Do you want me to, what social media do you want me to put it on?
I'm thinking, I don't know, where do you get the most traction on? Twitter or Instagram?
Probably Instagram, because Twitter like is good, but it kind of, it's the algorithm just pushes things down straight away.
I think huge news is good, but I thought maybe you'd downplay it maybe in the thing going, well, now's a better time than ever, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, like, guys. I just like can't wait to share my journey with you guys.
Yeah. So, mate, thank you so much for doing this. What do you think you will do as the heading?
Yeah, I'd like the just a huge announcement is fine, but yeah, totally up to you.
Or it's been hard to keep this one quiet.
Or finally some good news this year, or yeah. What do you think the response will be? I think generally people will be supportive, and then once you go, oh, this is bullshit, they'll just be like, all right, that was weird.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I feel like the people that will fall for it will be family members who'll be like, how come you didn't tell us about this?
Yeah, just announcing that you're getting married on a shitty reality TV show. It's great. Yeah, if you got anything to plug now, now's the chance. I mean,
guys, follow me on TikTok.
Yeah. See that sweet sorry video. Yeah.
Okay, I am just about to post it. Incredible stuff, guys.
All right.
Oh, yeah, so good. That was Mike's idea.
Wait, can we confirm what are we doing for the caption? What do you think I should have for the caption?
I think it was hard to keep this one quiet. It's pretty good. Was hard to keep this one quiet.
Yeah.
Been hard to keep this one quiet? Yeah.
Finally, some good news looking forward to this. Any one of those. And then we'll track the fallout. I think it'll be good. No response from Pete Rosethorn yet, but I'm sure he will.
Because MAFS is pretty big in New Zealand from what I saw on the website.
Yeah, I might do a ring emoji.
Also, actually, before we go, Melly, I thought I would show you this while I was trying to find a good photo of you. I found this. It's nothing. No, don't worry. It's nothing bad.
Your WikiFeet profile.
Yeah. It's this, right? I'll just share my screen now. This is the dumbest thing ever. But, yeah. Melanie Bracewell, net worth.
Net worth?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Net worth, $3.6 million.
Holy shit.
That is absurd.
Our first millionaire. And then why does it say some Melanie Bracewell images and then there's some lady that's I'm guessing is not you?
And this is such a good thing as well. It says Melanie Bracewell is a member of Comedian.
She is a member of Comedian.
she is a member of Comedian. Now, comedian.
Also, that headshot is from like before I did comedy as well.
It's a high school yearbook photo.
So there you go, mate.
I posted it, guys. I'm actually quite nervous. I feel like.
Yeah, leave it up for an hour, whatever you want. See what kind of response it gets and then just screenshot it before taking it down. Thank you so much for doing that. So good to have you back on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to be here, guys.
Make sure you follow Melanie on TikTok and support her on her Married at First Sight journey.
Guys, I already got a comment and it says, no, don't do it.
Perfect. Oh, that's great. Oh, it's going off. Oh,
thanks for being a good sport, mate. And you can take it down any time if the pressure gets too hard. So just
yeah,
send us the screenshots of the comments. And, yeah, thank you so much. Now, as I said before, you can jump in the Phone Hacks group to get all the good goss. Otherwise,
get on the Patreon. Yeah.
So many good videos and
so much bonus content. It's all we've got going for ourselves at the moment. We know everyone's doing it tough, but no one's doing it tougher than Capper. So make sure you show some support for Cap and all his endeavors.
More, if we get 10 more members, Mike will do a TikTok dance.
Yeah, exactly.
So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mel. Oh, your stand-up special?
I got my stand-up special on nickcapper.com if you want to tap into that. And other than that, have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks, mate. See ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Phone Hacks.